The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful valet Cato, Britt Reeve, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reeve in the thrilling adventure, The Torn Map. The Green Hornet strikes again. Young Jack Rhodes paused at the big gate of the federal prison and took a deep breath of the free air that was to be his. Then, with a smile, he held out his hand to the guard.
Well, so long, Bill. I guess I wouldn't be telling the truth if I said I hoped to see you again.
Well, goodbye, Rhodes. If you want my advice, prison's no place for a nice guy like you. You watch your step and play it straight from now on.
Yeah, thanks. I'll remember your advice.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
You're Jack Rhodes, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Your cellmate, Joe Locke, told me what you look like and when you'd be getting out.
Oh. Well, then you must be McCall.
Yeah, that's me. Mac, for short. When I saw Joe just before he went to the hot seat, I promised to meet you when your time was up, so here I am.
I've heard Joe speak of you.
Sure, we were friends before he went to the pen. Say, get in. I'll take you back to town.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, just what talking did Joe do about me, kid?
Oh, he just mentioned that you were friends, that's all?
Look, we don't have to be cagey with each other. Joe and me were good friends before he got picked up for pulling that federal payroll job. Hey, good guy, Joe. He took the rap alone. Went to the chair without telling where he hid the dough or who was with him when the job was pulled and that guard killed him.
I know.
I suppose Joe told you he gave me half a map showing where he hid the dough.
Yeah, he told me that.
Well?
Well, what?
Listen, kid. I happen to know Joe told you where you could find the other half of that map.
That's right. He did.
He also told me you were sort of hard to get next to. But it stands to reason both of us must have been his best friends or he wouldn't have wanted us to have that dough. We gotta trust each other, see?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mac. Well, the fact that I've just been freed is the reason I'm, well, not talking very much. Joe told me to trust you.
Yeah, I get it, kid. Being in stir for a year like you have makes a guy careful, I guess. I've been through it myself, you know.
Yeah, Joe told me you had. Hell, you have any plans?
Yeah, I have plans. But first, I'll drive you to my place. You can stay there for a while. After we get that dough, you can do what you like.
Okay. I'll go to your place, then we can talk over a plan to get the money. We'll have to be careful, though. The federal men are smart, you know.
Yeah. But the thing for us to do is to be just a little smarter. And once we get our mitts on all that dough, we can go where they won't think of looking. Kid, it was a lucky day for you when they put you in the cell with Joe Locke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, kid, this is it. Come on in.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Mac. Is this Rhodes?
Yeah, this is him. Al, meet Jack Rhodes.
Hello, Al. Hi.
So you were Joe Locke's cellmate, huh?
That's right.
Mac was telling me about you. Him and me work together sometimes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, if you don't mind, Mac, I'd like to rest a bit. Is there any place I can...
Sure, kid. Right through that door there. Go flop in the bed a while. We can do our gabbing later, huh?
No, thanks. About an hour's sleep is all I need.
Yeah.
Strange acting young guy, ain't he, Mac?
Yeah. But Joe said he's okay after you get to know him. Plenty smart, too. Got an education, all that sort of stuff.
Maybe if he's that smart, we'll have to be careful. If he finds out you and me were with Joe Locke on that federal job, he might get ideas. And getting caught would mean the hot seat for both of us.
Just keep your mouth shut, and there's no way for him to find that out. He thinks Joe was just a good friend of mine before he went to stir.
Hey, look. What about the hidden dough? Why should he get in on it?
We'll split it three ways. He'll have to agree to that. We got to cut him in because he was the only guy Joe would trust with the other half of the map. If it wasn't for that kid, Joe would have gone to the chair without letting us find that dough at all. He didn't like taking the rap alone.
I had a good job lined up for tonight. But now that the kid's here and we can get all that dough, I guess we can let it ride. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Thought I heard something. Don't move, kid. I got you covered with this rod.
I was just coming out.
On your hands and knees? Don't make me laugh.
Bring him in here, Al.
Come on, get in here. He was listening just the other side of that door. He must have heard every word we said.
All right. I was listening. So what?
So you know something about us you shouldn't know, Rhodes. That ain't good.
You mean about both of you having been with Joe on that federal job? I'm not dumb. I suspected you weren't being cut in on hidden money out of mere friendship.
See, I told you he was smart.
Too smart. Now he knows too much. The best thing we can do...
You won't do anything. Don't forget, without my half of that map, you and Mac won't find that money. And if you could, you'd have taken it long ago.
He's right, Al. Put down the run.
Okay. But let me tell you something, kid. Without our half of that map, you can't find the stuff either.
That's true. So we have to trust one another if we want the money.
Now, hold on, Jake. Right now, Al don't trust you because he caught you snooping at the door. If you're on the level and really want to work along with us, how about putting in with us on a little job tonight?
He's
hedging already.
I'll play along. What's the little job?
Something Al cooked up. Tell him about it, Al.
Sure. I got a friend in a certain factory here. He tipped me off that a car from the paymaster's office is running to their branch factory north of the city tonight. Leaving at 9 o'clock and following the boulevard out. It'll carry 30,000, and we can grab it easy.
If you help us do it, it'll prove you're on the level.
But I'm hot out of the pen. If I should be recognized, I'll be on
my... That's right. Say, look, got an idea.
Yeah, what's cooking?
Jack's tall and dark. We'll stick a mask on his face. Fixed up like the one the Green Hornet wears. Then we won't have to risk bumping off the driver of the car. He'll report the Hornet is the guy who did it, huh?
Good. The Hornet was the mug who messed up things for Joe Locke, anyway. This will be getting even. Okay, kid, are you willing to go along?
Well, okay, I'll do it. I guess that's the only way we'll ever get together on getting the hidden money.
Fine. If you play along with us on this, we'll know we can trust you. Then we'll get both halves of the map and find the money Joe hid. Kid, we'll have enough to retire for life.
It was a little after 9 p.m. when a small coupe headed north from the boulevard. A short distance behind was a black sedan carrying young Jack Rhodes and his two newfound friends, Al and Mac.
Are you sure that's the car that came out of the factory gate, Mac?
Yeah, that's it. I better start closing up the road's clear traffic now.
Well, kid, you look just like the Green Hornet himself in that phony mask on.
Really? Have you ever seen the real Green Hornet?
Yeah, once. A long time ago. 3 years about. He bust in on us and broke up our racket. I did a stretch and stir because of him. After I got out, I met up with Mac and Joe. I was only in 8 months that time.
Get ready, you guys. We're going to crowd him over and make him stop. Pull over and stop! Pull over there!
Hey, listen here. I don't know why you stopped me.
Shut up, or I'll use this rod on you. Can't you see who we're working with? Go on, kid. Do your stuff.
Give us the payroll you're carrying and you can drive on.
What? The Green Hornet.
You catch on quick, mister. I'll open the door.
I don't know how you found out I had that money, but...
Look out, he's reaching for a gun. I'll plug him in.
Hurry, Joe, now. Hey, he's getting away.
I'll get him. Listen, you, what's the idea of messing up this job? You hadn't hit my arm.
I don't want in on a killer for one thing. And for another, Max said he wanted a witness to swear the Hornet did the job. You would have plugged him for sure.
Yeah, I ought to plug you, that's what. There was 30 grand in that car.
Oh, forget it, Al. We get the dough, luck, kid. We'll have more than we can use. The kid was right. We didn't want a killing on this job. Tomorrow night, we'll go after the hidden stuff. Come on, let's get back to the car.
The following morning, Mike Axford, reporter on the Daily Sentinel, entered Britt Reed's outer office where Lenore Case, Reed's secretary, was busy going over the mail.
Hi, Casey! Reading yet?
Yes, he is. But he's busy writing an editorial, and I know he doesn't want to be bothered with you.
Says you. I'll find out for myself, that's what.
Hey, you wait a minute. You can't go walking in on Mr. Reed like that.
Who says I can't?
Whatever it is, I say you can't.
Good morning, Reed.
Well, make up your mind. Come in or go out. Don't stand there like a doorman.
Oh, sure.
Well, what's on your mind, Axford? I'm busy right now.
I just came in to tell... to see what you thought of that holdup last night.
Holdup? I haven't had time to read the paper this morning. What holdup?
By the one by the Green Hornet.
By the Green Hornet, you say?
Sure. Who's writing your own paper? All about it. He and two pals held up the paymaster of the citywide factory last night while he was on the way to the branch office with the payroll.
Oh. How much did they get?
That's just it, Reed. For once, the Hornet didn't get away with it. He didn't get anything.
Well, how come? What happened?
Well, according to the paymaster, I went out there this morning, mind you, to interview him. According to the paymaster, one of the crooks pulled a gun to shoot him. The paymaster, that is. When the Hornet turned and knocked his arm down.
Really?
Yeah. And while he was doing that, the paymaster started the car and got away. They didn't get a cent of the payroll.
Well, that's fortunate.
You know, Sarge says it looks to him as though that Hornet almost wanted the paymaster to get away. Funny, ain't it?
Yes. It's very strange.
Mm. I found out, too, that no one was supposed to know about the payroll being sent out last night. Except, that is, the paymaster, his assistant, and the branch manager.
I see.
That Hornet sure has ways of finding out things.
Yes, hasn't he?
But it's sure a wonder to me that he let the guy get away with that payroll. The Hornet must be slipping to my way of thinking.
Well, maybe he is at that. Yet, he might have had a reason for letting him get away. Something tells me there might be something bigger than the police think behind the whole thing, Axford. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Green Hornet himself comes up with the answer.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Thank you. Britt Reed, puzzled over the information Axford had brought him. Then at dusk, he left the Daily Sentinel building and went to his apartment where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. Britt and Cato discussed the unsuccessful holdup of the crook who posed as the Hornet.
Well, since the paymaster get away with payroll still intact, there's no harm done, Mr. Britt.
I know, but that isn't the point, Cato. As I see it, someone in the factory tipped off the crooks about the time and route the paymaster would take. The crooks stopped the car according to their plan. But the one who poses as the Hornet foiled the whole thing up by preventing one of the others from getting tough with his gun. The paymaster said it seemed as though he wanted him to get away.
Why you bother, since holdup not successful?
I don't like to be puzzled, Cato. And what's more, someone did pose as the Hornet. I'm going to find out who it was and why he did it.
You mean Green Hornet go out in Black Beauty tonight?
Why not? The sooner the better.
You have plan for finding where crooks hide?
I'll tell you of my plan on the way. Come on, Cato. Let's go.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. Meantime, Inspector Martin of the Federal Bureau was called to his chief's office, where the two men were in earnest conversation.
I have the report on Rhodes, Martin. Looks like tonight's the night.
He's been shadowed ever since he left the prison. He's in with a couple of tough ones, all right.
Their hideout is an old house on the west side, at 3rd and Park. I'll let him meet out there tonight and compare the two halves of the map made by Locke, showing where the $500,000 federal payroll was hidden. Get there with your men, Martin, and catch them with the map before they go for the money.
We'll get them all. The map, too, don't worry. I'll call headquarters and have them send along a few men. They'll want to be in on the catch.
Yes, I know they'll cooperate. You know, I'll be glad to have that case cleared up once and for all.
So will I. I'll get in touch with you as soon as we grab them, Chief.
Good. Now, get going, Martin. Be sure there's no slip-up. We want convincing evidence along with those men.
You'll get both. I'll vouch for that. I'm sure you can count on the Locke case being closed tonight.
What plan you have in mind, Mr. Britt?
Cato, it's evident someone in that factory was working with those crooks. Someone in the paymaster's office, and someone near the top. If I'm right, I have a plan that may lead us to the hideout of the gang. Now stop here, I'll go in a drugstore and phone. You keep my Hornet disguise here till I get back.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll be back in a few minutes, Cato. Then I'll tell you where to go next. Wait right in the shadows here.
Within a short time, Britt Reed had reached the paymaster's office at the citywide factory by telephone.
Hello, paymaster's office? This is Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel. Yes, that's right. To whom am I talking? The assistant paymaster? Fine. The reason I called is this. We ran a story this morning about the attempted holdup of your payroll car. And we understand now that the police are about to move in on the crooks. Yes, that's right. It seems they have a line in their hideout. I called to find out how much money was involved. $30,000, you say? I see. Your company was fortunate, then. Well, we're getting copy ready for a new story on it as soon as the crooks are taken into custody. It'll be headline news that the Hornet is taken too, you know. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Bye. That ought to do the trick. Now to get back to Cato and the Black Beauty.
A short time later, Britt Reed and Cato sat waiting in the Black Beauty, which was parked in the shadows just beyond the entrance to the factory.
Suppose they have phone at hideout, Mr. Britt.
In that case, we're out of luck, Cato. I'm counting on... Wait a minute.
There go car from factory now. It seemed to be in a hurry.
Yes, that's our man, all right. As soon as he passes, we'll follow him. All right, Cato. After him and step on it.
At their hideout, Mac and Al sat facing young Jack Rhodes, who stood across the table from them, smoking a cigarette.
You seem kind of jittery, Jack. Why don't you sit down and take a load off your feet?
I've been doing too much sitting all day, that's why.
Mind your business, Al. Let the kid stand up if he wants to. Did you get your half of the map, kid?
Yeah. I found it this afternoon. It was hidden right in the basement of this old house.
Well, what do you know? We hunted all over the dump for that half of the map.
Joe Locke told me just where to look. It was well hidden.
Okay. Let's put them together and see what we get.
Okay. Here's my half. Let's see your half, Mac.
Sure.
And let's match him up and see if we understand it.
We'll understand the map all right, kid.
Sam, we are, Al. I expected a quick one from you, so I'm ready for
it. Hey, take it easy with that rod, kid.
He sure is the suspicious gent, ain't he?
Maybe I am. But if you want to stay healthy, keep your hands away from that map.
Now, ain't he the temperamental little guy? Got a lot of nerve for a guy his age. You better pick up the map, Mac. We want to get going. Without this jerk.
That's big talk from you. But if you make a move, I'll plug you once or help me.
Look at that, Mac. He's killing me. Ain't he a scream? Take the map, Mac.
Let it alone, I said.
You young smart aleck. I can blast you down any time I get ready. And a rod of yours is empty. I took the bullets out of it myself.
What? I don't believe...
Ain't that cute, Mac? Like a kid playing with a cap pistol.
I guess you lose, kid. I'll take the map out.
Why, you...
Hold it, small-timer. Now, I got you covered. And this rod's loaded.
Hey, look, Al. After all, maybe we better cut the kid in. At least for a little of the dough. He talked Joe into telling him where the other half of the map was.
Wait a minute, Mac. You don't know what I do about this guy.
What do you mean? What? Say, there's a car pulling up. That must be your friend from the factory. I'll let him in on.
Okay, hide that map. I'll keep this kid covered.
Had a drive out here since you haven't got a phone.
What's up?
I got a tip. The police are going to raid this hideout tonight. You better leave.
Hey, what gives? How do the cops get a line on us?
Ask your young friend here, Mac.
Who, Jack? You don't mean he's a stoolie.
Worse than that. You see, Mac, I don't trust people like you do. I come back here this afternoon while he was sleeping in the other room. I looked through his coat, and I emptied his gun.
What about it?
Just this. Joe Locke's close friend and cellmate, your smart little friend here, is a Fed.
A federal man?
You sure?
Ask him.
Now, listen, Mac. He's just trying to get my part of the hidden money. He'd say anything to do that. Don't listen to him.
Still playing your little game, huh, Rhodes? Well, I had a look at a certain card you had sewn into the lining of your coat.
I don't believe you. Okay. I see you did find my card.
Holy smoke. Then you were a federal dick, eh?
That's right. And I'm going to see that both of you are taken. You can count on that. This other crook will meet the police.
Big talk, buddy, but we're taking you right now. We'll dump you off somewheres. Then we'll get that hidden dough and blow the town.
You won't take me anyplace.
I'll handle him with this rod. I'll let him have it right now. I'll give it to him.
Cover.
Oh!
Green Hornet.
That settles him.
I'll get Al's gun.
No, you won't.
Oh, I've got the gun. Now, Hornet, we'll...
Hey, the cops. Shoot out the light.
Somebody shout out the light.
I'm getting away from here.
No, I am. But before I give you this...
My gosh.
Here's a flashlight. Grab that man.
I got him.
I give up. The Hornet is getting away.
Hey, Inspector, the window. He kicked you out the glass.
What's happened? What's the inspector shooting at?
Hold your horses, Axford. You'll get the news in a minute. Did you hit him, Inspector?
No, Sergeant Burke. And I'll never hear the end of it from the chief. I should have had this house surrounded before this.
Here's the lamp back here. I light it.
Well, that'll be better than working with flashlights.
Oh.
If this guy'll talk, maybe we can find out who's who around here.
Oh. Say they get away?
Rhodes, are you all right?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Inspector. Thanks to the Green Hornet. Though I don't expect he meant to do me any favors.
Who's he, Inspector?
Ain't he one of the crooks?
This is Jack Rhodes, one of our men. Jack actually went to prison to get information from Joe Locke.
And I got it, too. Two halves of a map is in that crook's pocket, the one lying on the floor.
Well, now, look. Yeah, here's something.
That's it, the torn map.
Well, thank heaven we found this. Now we'll locate the $500,000 Locke and his gang stole.
Those two there were with Locke when he stole that money and when the guard was killed. Evidence against him is on a wire recorder in the basement.
We'll take these two. They'll be executed just as Locke has been.
You ain't got nothing on me. Shut up, you. Say, who is this guy?
He's the one who tipped off these crooks about the citywide factory payroll.
You mean that holdup last night by the Harlot?
Oh, the Green Hornet had nothing to do with that. I wore a Hornet disguise. I had to play along with the killers there, but I did manage to give the paymaster a break.
But wasn't the Green Hornet mixed up in things at all?
Say, who do you suppose Inspector Martin was shooting at out of the window a minute ago?
Well, the Hornet broke in here just in time to keep Al, that crook there, from shooting me. I was knocked out by McCall. What happened after that is beyond me.
Well, Jack, you've done a swell job. We've got the Locke gang and the torn map. That closes the case for us.
And speaking for the police, we've got this sneaking crook to show for our trouble.
But how are them cases closed if you haven't caught the Green Hornet?
We'd like to grab that spalpeen, all right. But he wasn't mixed up in either of these cases.
That's right. All the Green Hornet did tonight was to rush into what almost turned into a double trap. Of course, he might have been after the torn map at that.
That's right. Imagine. $500,000 in cash right under his nose, and he had to run out and leave it. Holy crow!
Central X Street paper! Locke gang captured! Federal men find hidden payroll $500,000! Green Hornet implicated! Read all about it! Green Hornet still at large! Central X Street paper!
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.